From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia can return to its upper middle income status in 1 to 2 years if annual economic growth reaches 5 to 6% and population rises 1.2% per year, Presidential Special Staff for Economic Affairs Arief Budimanta said on Thursday. Indonesia had achieved upper middle income country status in 2019. However, its status declined after the COVID-19 pandemic struck in early 2020. When Indonesia became an upper middle income country in 2019, it raises per capita income that reached $4,050, which was just above the lower threshold of $4,045 set by the World Bank. But when Indonesia's economy contracted due to the impact of COVID-19, the nation's per capita income fell to $3,870. As a result, Indonesia's returned to the category of lower middle income countries. Besides Indonesia, several countries have dropped from upper middle income to lower middle income status. For example, Belize, Samoa, and Iran. Indonesia is encouraging close cooperation between Asia and Italy to bring about sustainable development, particularly to address the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and benefit from the post-pandemic cooperation potentials. Indonesian Ambassador to Italy, Esti Andayani, who is also Chief of the Asian Committee in Rome, ACR, said, during a webinar on the Italy-Asian Partnership for Development, a look at sustainable development on Wednesday, that the COVID-19 pandemic has made the world aware of the importance of cooperation and of the fact that no country should be left behind. One such area of cooperation is the development of the digital economy, which is important for empowering micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs. In this regard, Asia is one of the biggest digital and economic ecosystem in the world. The region has 12 unicorn startups, each of which has a market valuation of more than $1 billion. Asia and Italy have many potentials to cooperate in sustainable development to achieve common interest. The Indonesian government will take strict action against anyone found disrupting the supply of COVID-19 drugs. Coordinator for Emergency Public Activity Restrictions, PPKM, for Java and Bali, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has said. The government will also sternly deal with producers and distributors found selling drugs at high prices or hoarding them. Panjaitan, who is also coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, said in a written statement released on Thursday. The Indonesian government has set a retail price ceiling, or HET, on 11 types of medicine amid the COVID-19 pandemic and is trying to ensure the availability of medical oxygen supplies. State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir has said that he is targeting to increase dividend payments from state-owned companies to the state to 40 trillion rupiah next year. The government has revised downward the target of dividend payments this year to 30 trillion rupiah to 35 trillion rupiah from 40 trillion rupiah, he said during a working meeting with Commission 6 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Thursday. Last year, state-owned companies paid dividends to the tune of 43 trillion rupiah to the state. the state capital participation is far lower than the state firm's contribution to the state. In total, the state capital placement had reached 186.47 trillion rupiah, comprising 179.6 trillion rupiah for increasing business capacity and 7.30 trillion rupiah for improving capital structure. Let's move on to the international news. The Olympic flame arrived in Tokyo on Friday, but the public kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears that day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. Tokyo 2020 organizers and government officials on Thursday night announced their decision to bar fans from Olympic events in the capital, which will be under a virus emergency throughout the games. It means the pandemic-postponed games will be the first to take place largely behind closed doors. A handful of competition will take place outside the capital. Friday events gave a taste of the atmosphere that could await athletes at the opening ceremony to be held at the National Stadium in the city center. The European Central Bank ECB on Thursday set a new inflation target and integrated climate change considerations into its monetary policy strategy, the first major overhaul of its goals and tools in almost two decades. The bank will in the future take into account companies' environmental credentials when considering whether an asset can qualify as collateral or be purchased by the Frankfurt institution. But it acknowledged that the new policy makes the ECB the first major central bank to prepare the ground to meet the EU's climate objectives. Inflation in the Eurozone has stayed low for years, despite unprecedented economic stimulus from the ECB, keeping the target well out of reach and fueling calls for a rethink. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry will meet the Russian officials in Moscow next week, making him the highest-ranking Biden administration official to visit Russia so far, at a time when the two countries are at odds. The State Department's announcement on Thursday said Kerry's four-day trip would be aimed at discussing means of enhancing global climate ambition. Kerry, former Secretary of State in Obama administration, is encouraging other governments to commit tough targets to cut emissions ahead of a UN Global Climate Summit later this year. Russian President Vladimir Putin took part by video in President Joe Biden's April climate summit, but Putin's government has set only unambitious goals for cutting emissions as the waste from burning fossil fuels heats up the planet. That was the news.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
China doesn't seem to be playing around in its statement regarding its conflict with Taiwan. The Associated Press news agency reported that Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is also heads the Central Military Commission, emphasized the need for the People's Liberation Army to increase troops' capabilities in the dispute with Taiwan. These concerns are not only active soldiers but also retired military personnel. They are said to be a top priority for military service in times of war. This is stipulated in a draft law change released by the Ministry of Veterans Affairs over the weekend. Conscription under Chinese law applies to citizens aged 18 to 22. They are required to undergo 1 month training in military service, but are not required to become professional soldiers afterwards. In fact, since 1949, it has practically no longer been implemented, because the number of soldiers who voluntarily enlist is considered sufficient. But the question is that how serious the situation is, so that there is a need for a revision of the law requiring veterans to be involved in wartime. Former instructor of People's Liberation Army, Song Zhongping, said that revisions are needed to reflect broader changes in the world and to better prepare China for emergencies. The country's military must be ready to respond to complex and difficult situations when faced with security challenges. Moreover, recently, China's relations with Western countries and its neighbors have deteriorated due to various problems, ranging from territorial claims, the economy, to human rights. We begin today in history on July 9, 2002, when the African Union was founded. African Union is a union of 54 African countries. The only country in Africa that did not join is Morocco. Founded in July 9, 2002, African Union was the successor of the Organization of African Unity. The most significant decision of African Union was made by African Union Council during the meeting of its member heads of states and governments. Both the Secretary of African Union and African Union Council headquarters are located in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Let's move on to July 9, 2006, when S7 Airlines Flight 778 was burned when landing in Irkutsk. S7 Airlines Flight 778 was a flight from Moscow to Irkutsk. It fell and exploded when crashing during a landing at Irkutsk International Airport on July 9, 2006 at 07:44 local time. The plane carried 194 passengers, one pilot, one co-pilot, and 8 cabin crews. The crash killed 125 people, while 78 others survived. Last event is on July 9, 2011, when South Sudan's independence occurred. South Sudan in East Africa was earlier part of the Republic of Sudan since its liberation in 1956. After the First Sudan Civil War, the Southern Sudan Autonomous Region was established in 1972 until 1983. Then, the Second Sudan Civil War ended with the Comprehensive Peace Agreement Sudan 2005. In that year, the Southern Sudan Autonomous Government was founded. South Sudan became an independent country on July 9, 2011, midnight after a referendum held in January 2011 that resulted in 99% voting to separate from Sudan.
bisa merasakan sakit dan bahagia. Izinkan ku bicara agar kau juga dapat mengerti. Kamu yang buat hatiku bergetar. Rasa yang telah ku lupa ku rasakan tanpa tahu mengapa. Yang ku tahu inilah cinta. Cinta karena cinta, tak perlu kau tanyakan. Tanpa alasan cinta datang dan bertahta. Cinta karena cinta, jangan tanyakan mengapa. Tak bisa jelaskan karena hati ini telah bicara. Kamu yang buat hatiku mengertikan semua tanpa aku sadari, merasuk di dalam dada.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Industry Ministry focuses on facilitating industrial area development across the country. The aim is to attract potential investment and boost the nation's equal development and economy. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang in Jakarta on Monday said that Indonesia needs infrastructure completeness in integrated industrial areas to becoming appealing. Therefore, his side is proactively coordinating with related stakeholders so it can boost integrated industrial area development. Minister Agus Gumiwang is also optimistic that the industrial area growth gives off a wide double effect for the national economy. With incoming investment or industry being operational, the domestic raw material added value, local manpower absorptions, and forex income from export will increase. Along the first quarter 2021, the investment value realized by the processing industry surpassed 88.3 trillion rupiah, or increased 38% compared to the same period last year, with 64 trillion rupiah. From the amount, the manufacturing sector gave a significant contribution up to 40.2% from the total investment in Indonesia, which reached 219.7 trillion rupiah. Industry Ministry's Director General for Industrial Resilience, Territory and Access, Eko S. A. Cahyanto, said that there was an increase in the number and area of the industrial area in the last 5 years. There was a 47.5% growth in number and 43.26% in total area. Outside Java, the number of industrial areas has 14 new areas. With relatively larger area availability, the area percentage increase outside Java is higher than in Java. Eko added that currently there are 131 industrial areas in Indonesia with 57,000 hectares of land that are ready to welcome global-scale potential investors. Even the sales performance of industrial areas is generally growing.
Sejarah dan waktu sementara, silton sejauh setra mau cari perkara. Cuidado on ya fuang kita va. Cari waktu luang tong berjumpa, sa di sini berjuang tong jangan lupa, jangan ku takut, ku tahu, sa tahu hati ini. Kau rindu bilang sayang jangan ku diam, ketanu ingat lah ia, sionya larang. Nanti cari waktu luang tong berjumpa, sa di sini berjuang tong jangan lupa. Jangan kau takut, kau tahu, setahu hati ini jauh.
Berdoa dan percaya, jarak sebagai tembok pemisah. Ketika dua hati yang terpisah saling percaya, keyakinan jatuh tunduk berharap pada harapan. Menentukan kedua langkah untuk saling tatapan. Salah yang kemarin dijadikan masa lalu. Ketika bertemu bahagia tiba masa halu. Di sini saya berjuang tunggu kau sampai pulang. Sapu salah yang kemarin, saya janji tak akan ulang.
Kau dengar dan kau tahu, sayang kau paling jauh.
Kehidupan yang buat kita terpisah, keyakinan tetap satu, jangan pernah kau gelisah. Yakin dan percaya, serahkan pada Tuhan, biar waktu yang tentukan kemana harus saya pulang.
Kalau rindu bilang sayang jangan kau diam, ketahanu ialah ia usion yang larang. Nanti cari waktu luang tong berjumpa, saat di sini berjuang.
Tidak. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Cempedak is a fruit which is very similar to jackfruit from the outside and inside texture. The meat of the cempedak fruit is yellow, its texture tends to be softer, and its aroma is like a durian. The fruit has various names. For instance, in Sundanese traditional language, it's called nangka berit. In Javanese traditional language, it's called nongko chino. In Minang traditional language, cubadak hutan. And in Banjarese traditional language, it's called tiwadak. Just like fruit in general, cempedak can be directly eaten or processed to be various snacks and dishes. Usually, what is processed is the meat of the fruit. But uniquely in the South Kalimantan province, the local people process cempedak's rind to be a side dish known as mandai. So today, we would like to introduce you a typical dish of South Kalimantan called mandai. The people of South Kalimantan call mandai with mandai basang, mandai, or dami. To make mandai, the cempedak fruit must be ripe. Then the outer rind of cempedak is peeled all off, and the inner rind that looks yellowish is processed to be mandai. Then the inner rind is cut into several pieces based on the size you like. Afterwards, the pieces of fruits peel are soaked in salt water for 1 week or for a month. After the fermentation is complete, the cempedak rind will become softer. This is what is called mandai. The taste of mandai has salty and sour mixture. Besides, mandai may be processed into various food menus. Before being processed into various food menus, mandai is cleaned first. Cooking mandai is based on one's taste. There are people who like to fry mandai like a frying fish. The other likes to shred and then it is stirred by using various spices, or there are some people who fry it by using flour, such a processing flour fried chicken. Whatever the way you cooked it, Mandai is still delicious. You can get various menus of mandai easily in many restaurants in South Kalimantan.
Cinta. The Directorate General of Culture of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia, in collaboration with the Titi Mangsa Foundation, initiated a performance entitled Taksu Ubud. Ubud City, which is located in the middle of the island of Bali, is famous as a tourism spot and the center of Balinese culture. Taksu Ubud is an art performance of drama, dance, and music featuring Ubud as a Balinese traditional garb. Through a simple story, Taksu Ubud presents the beauty of Ubud art. Almost all Ubud people live close to customs and traditions. During the day, they work as farmers, traders, and teachers. At night, they live as performers of the art in Ubud. The income they generate from their daily work is returned for custom development. Taksu Ubud features dance, percussion, and kidung. The show involves many groups of dancers and musicians such as gamelan Yuga Nada, Bumi Braja Sandi Foundation, Kerta Art Performance, Sanggar Chudamani, Ubud Performing Art, Napak Tuju, Suara Danta, and the Janahita Mandala Ubud Foundation. In addition, Taksu Ubud also features many senior Balinese artists who have worked for decades with full dedication to art and cultural developments. Taksu Ubud also highlights prominent Indonesian actors, namely Reza Rahadian and Christine Hakim. Taksu Ubud tells the story of a young Ubud man, Umbara, who since childhood has lived far from Ubud and his mother. It was time for the mother to ask Umbara to return to Ubud. Immediately, Umbara faced a dilemma. Should he leave the comfort and convenience he got while overseas for the love of his mother and Ubud, an ancestral place that is foreign to him? Taksu Ubud can be enjoyed online from 6 July 2021 to 12 July 2021. That's Miss Selani.
Kau takkan mengerti anakku, seakan kau bisa membalas cintaku.
Today's Music Corner is going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis, which is rearranged in the pop genre and sung by Anjar Boleas featuring Sora Sapara Kanca. This song tells the story of a man's admiration for the beauty of a woman. Even though the man doesn't know her yet, he has fallen in love with the beautiful girl. Because he is amazed by her beauty, he wants not only to meet, but also to get engaged. Here is the original song from West Java entitled Nenggelis, sung by Anjar Boleas featuring Sora Sapara Kanca.
Suagapat.
Upami
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Terlalu jauh dalam kisah cinta yang tak mungkin terjadi, dan aku tak punya hati untuk menyakiti dirimu, dan
now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.